Heaviest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they could do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. It's starting to come back at Pavia, Ramona. They got his picture. They have somebody who superimposed his picture over Pavia Chevrolet and says, "Hi, I'm Diego Pavia. You may know me from when I almost won the Heisman at age 25. Welcome to Pavia Chevrolet Albuquerque, where we have the best rates in the land of enchantment."
That's pretty fun.
And they throw in the age too, Ramona, where he almost won the Heisman at age 25, like taking a shot at him. Yeah.
25? I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah. And the whole world is turned on this dude. I mean.
Well, he acted like a big baby.
Oh, just the absolute worst. And it just completely contrasts with the class of Fernando Mendoza in every way, humanly possible. It's just the contrast couldn't be more obvious. You know, all the goodwill that Vanderbilt had built up, it's all gone. Did you see the little video, Ramona, with Diego Pavia being arrested?
I did. That was fun.
Illini Jay. Jay, good to have you as always.
Hey, Walt, thanks for having me on. I hope you and Ramona had a great Thanksgiving. I know it was a couple weeks ago. And I'm sorry I haven't called in since then.
Thank you. Welcome back.
I got about five things I want to talk about, okay. Six things, actually. So I had a pretty crappy weekend. Illinois lost to Nebraska on a three-point shot with 0.2 seconds left on Saturday. And then my Packers, of course, went down to Denver. Micah Parsons tore his ACL. So my first question is, do the Packers have a chance to – I think they got a chance to make the playoffs, but they're not going to go too far without Parsons.
Yeah, that's a terrible loss at this point of the year. And But I will say this, Jay. This is a year that you just want to be in. You want to have your foot in the door because I think almost anything can happen. I mean, the Rams are the closest thing I think we have to an elite team, but I don't want to call them elite either. I mean, and after the Rams, then I think it drops off dramatically where anything is possible after that. All the teams are pretty much compromised on one side of the ball or the other. So I think, again, this is just a year you want to be in it and see what happens. I mean, you know, Matthew Stafford, for that, from that standpoint, he's 37. And, you know, what if he gets hurt? You know, then the whole thing opens up to an even greater degree. And that's assuming the Rams are what I think they are. I'm not even really ready to assume that. I mean, it's just 2 weeks ago they lost to Carolina.
That's true. That's true, Walt. That's a great perception. Secondly, I'd like to talk about Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
I saw his quote, you know, F the voters.
Yeah.
I have never seen a bigger crybaby.
Yep.
I've heard you talk about his family. I think this kid might not be long for the NFL, and he might be looking at jail time when it all said and done.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me. And look, to be honest, I mean, he's so small that I'm just not sure he's even going to get a cup of coffee in the NFL. I mean, I just think he's just too small, and no one in the NFL is going to put up with his nonsense either, and no one's going to put up with his family either. You know, heck, there are people who don't like Dion. I mean, how about this family that's every other weekend getting in fist fights in the stands?
Sure. As far as the guy that texted Ramona from Portland, doesn't he know that everything west of Mississippi starts with a K as far as media?
Yeah.
Why is he calling somebody WCCP?
I have no idea.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
864. You know, I mean, that could have been another clue to him, you know? 864.
Well, in Portland, they're kind of woke out there and kind of dumb out there.
Yeah.
Finally, I want to give you congratulations on saying that Clemson and Penn State would play in the final game of the year.
You already tried that, Jay.
Is this the Pinstripe Bowl presented by Walt Deptula, associated with?
Yeah, it's not exactly how I planned it, Jay. It's not exactly how I planned it.
Well, still, it's pretty good. Hey, are we going to do Christmas carols this year?
You know, it's funny, Jay. I was, as God's my witness, I was thinking about that on my drive in here. I don't know. I should have started that earlier, but I am at least thinking on that right now, Jay. So it's possible.
I'm thinking Mahomie is already going to be home for Christmas. You're not going to see him. And finally,
Mahomie's
going to
be home
up
for Christmas.
I hate to bring this up, but are you going to go over your preseason over under picks?
Oh, I guess
which
I have
one
to.
Of them you did get right. With Illinois going over 7.5. Thank you very much.
I'm glad. Yeah, and remember when I put them 14th and you cried and whined about that. You didn't like that.
That's okay. We made money on the over-under, though.
I know, but you didn't like me putting them 13th or 14th or wherever I had them. Where are you now?
Well, I guess we're going to the Music City Bowl, which I will not be going to. I mean, I'd rather be in Florida in 80-degree weather.
Yeah.
Than 40 degree weather in Nashville. But maybe I'll go to Nashville and see Diego Pavia and his brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't sit in the same section.
I'd welcome it.
Yeah. You know, it's true. You'd have a height advantage. Yeah. You'd have a size advantage.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
There you go.
Good talking to you.
And on that, you have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. The three of them, Ramona, walked in like they were the Vandy mafioso. He and the two brothers. He's flanked by the brothers on each side, Ramona. You should have seen them walking in like they were the Vandy mafioso. That's how they walked in. And the whole world is scared of the 5'7" brothers. Yeah, petrified. And just the whole thing was just despicable. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. The Yoder's family dedication to community service began way back in 79 when they moved to Fairplay and opened a boys camp. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. Tell them I sent you, whether you go, whether you call. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. By the way, Vermont, UConn women's basketball the other day played Southern Cal. And Southern Cal is number 15 or 16 in the nation. And that score, it was at Southern Cal, like 3 minutes into the third quarter, 4 minutes into the third quarter, UConn was up 42 points.
Oh, my goodness.
No one has any chance. I mean, just no chance whatsoever. Barring injury, they're just going to crush everyone's soul, just like they did last year. Their depth and talent is just unparalleled. And honestly, I didn't even think they played that well. And that's what they're capable of. So good luck beating them. You know, I don't know who they'll ultimately beat. I mean, I think South Carolina is good, but I don't think they're great. You know, I think that there's going to be a lot of competition. You know, LSU looks pretty good thus far. They can score. But the bottom line is I just think UConn's in a completely different class from everybody else, and I don't think that's going to change. So, you know, people ask, you know, people have asked me, when is Uriema going to retire? I said, I don't think before Strong leaves Connecticut for sure. So I don't know when he's putting all these, he's doing the Brady thing, he's putting these accomplishments so far out that no one's ever going to touch them, you know. There's just no way. And he's just going to add to it. This year, he's going to win another title. Look, I don't think they're going to lose a game. I mean, it's possible, I guess. So they're going to end the season with like a 60-game winning streak. You know, in their history, they've had a 111-game win streak. They've had a 90-game win streak. But I think they're going to end the season with like a 60-game win streak, home and away, because I just don't think anyone's beating them. Again, barring injury, I mean, strange things can happen. I mean, you could lose a game somewhere. It really won't matter, because when you get in the NCAA tournament, they're going to win every game by double digits again for the second year in a row, just like the men's team did a few years ago. There's just no way. You're not gonna stop them. It's impossible. No one has any chance. They're just that much better. Speaking of better, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear or Bigfoot, apparently. Bigfoot, because we learned that today. Listen, this is a personal matter. You don't call some out of town 1-800 company and give your personal info to some perfect stranger. Right here in Greenville, the Green Law Firm, David Green's been helping people for well over 20 years. David's a Clemson grad. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution so you can get your life back. With the liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, David will help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. The Green Law Firm can help you. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. How many transfer portal players will Clemson add? What's the number up to now? I mean, at one point, I thought 8. And then it seemed like there was some blowback against that. Like, people thought, well, no, Dabo's not going to add that many. And I thought it could be as many as 10. Where are we at now in that? Where are we at now? How many is it going to be? It's going to be at least 10, right? Right? Probably more at this point. Probably more. I think so. I think you'd have another whole recruiting class. I don't see any way around that. I think you have significant needs, and I think those needs are going to have to be addressed in that manner. And I think those needs include quarterback and running back and wide receiver, excuse me, and offensive line and defensive end, two or three guys, linebacker. A rework secondary? Like, all of it? Most of it? How many guys are we up to now? How many is that? How many will that take? Quarterback one, running back one, wide receiver? One? We'll say one. Offensive line? Low ball two? Right? Low ball two? Five? Defensive ends? Low ball two? Seven? Linebacker? Low ball one? Eight? Three safeties? Low ball two? 10? Two corners? 12? I mean, that's where we're at, right? I mean, it has to be where we're at. I think so. Let me tell you about Benton Equipment and Supply. Listen, get to the website, bettonequipment.com. That's your transfer portal. That's your portal for all the information you could possibly want. It's all right there at bettonequipment.com. Benton Equipment and Supply, Eddie Bennett's been in business a quarter century. Benton Equipment has four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. Providing you with the Benton Equipment is providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. We rented an excavator from Benton Equipment, the Westminster location. It was unbelievable. Takeuchi, of course, and it just did work. And Takeuchi, the motto is Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's a fact. Work from morning into the night, clearing huge sections of white oak trees and actual felling of some trees. It was incredible. Built to care, built to last, Benton Equipment, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. This marriage with Takeuchi is unbelievable. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing that marriage. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Look, if they don't have it, you don't need it. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. And again, go to the website, BennettEquipment.com, Waltip Tulu Road Rage. Quick break. You can get in if you'd like, 654-7627.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock Live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app. And your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at robinhood.com/yourmoney. your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. I have several people asking me about the NCAA decision on basically 5-for-5 and the elimination of the redshirt. I have not seen any ruling come down on it as yet. I did a search for it. I still haven't seen it. So I don't believe we've had a conclusion on that as yet. I've got lots of people talking about Tez, is health staying? That's a key factor. I'm assuming no, but you still need two more defensive ends in my mind. Even if he stays, I think you need two. And I've got a bunch of people like Orange Bill says it's looking like 15. Texter 843 says hopefully 22. Texter 710 says 12 to 15. Texter says the Pavia Stooges. Exactly right. Texter says, Walt, where does Pavia rank on the all-time a-hole bracket? Because he's an a-hole with a posse. That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, Ramon, we didn't really think about that. He wasn't really in consideration back then, but that's a very good point, Ramon. He's an a-hole that has a posse of other a-holes, and most of them are in his family. So That's well done, Texter. I didn't really think about that. Tiger Guy Andy says, "Well, thanks. Always love your insight. Glad to see my Broncos have a real shot getting back. They do, Andy. Thank you." Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
Hey, how's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe.
You know, I've just decided that I'm in sports purgatory. You know, the Panthers are the Panthers, and then. You know, we can't win anything with a ball in men's sports in Columbia right now because, like, I don't think we're going to win the game tomorrow. I don't really like this basketball team. I just don't. I think we have two good guards, and that's about it. The rest of the team, yeah, you can take them. So, you know, kind of rough flooding. And it was 8 degrees this morning, so.
Well, you know, maybe you need to take up being a hockey fan too, Joe. Pick a hockey team. That's what Garnet and Gold does. He's surrendered on all his other teams, but he's a hockey fan, so he has a team.
At least the Celtics eventually will come back around.
That's right. That's
right. This year, but yeah. We sold the whole team off. Yeah. But you know, one thing I'll say, like. I didn't get to watch all the Army-Navy game. I watched like 80% of it. I do think Monken, next year he'll rebound. I think you can see some of the promise. We just had a kind of a rough year, but we're still bowl, you know, still bowl team.
Man, I was getting some Monken hate from a couple people on Twitter, which I just don't get at all. I think Munkin's a great coach and a great representative for Army, and I think you're ideally positioned. You know, you lost a game by one to Navy. Navy was favored by 7.5 or 8. So, and you had the lead really all game and just couldn't catch a break. I mean, there were several Horvath fumbles where the ball just seemed like Army was 100% going to fall on it. And had they, the game was over.
And honestly, like, I do see some talent on the defense. I think that'll be the difference next year. I think we'll rebound, win like 8-9 games. And honestly, I think Munkin's a brilliant coach. Yeah. I think he's done a phenomenal job. And quite honestly, if he went to Michigan, he'd probably win a lot of games there too. But he would not run the triple option. He'd run a spread.
I thought the defense really played well against Navy on Saturday. I really did. I thought they played very well. I mean, I honestly thought they deserved a win. So that's a tough loss. Make no mistake about it, because Army led virtually all game. And for the most part, I thought Army probably got the better of the play all game, and then a couple of freaky things happened that didn't go Army's way.
I really appreciated, in a way, what Horvath said about all these teams talking about brotherhood. We don't have the NIL.
Yeah.
This is our brotherhood.
Yeah.
We don't do anything. We're going in this together. And honestly, you know, if they play for
our team. They play for our team, Team America, all of them.
Yeah. And the intro was great this year, by the way. Last year's not so much.
And the national anthem and the whole thing was just unbelievable. I mean, just absolutely incredible.
I mean, Navy's got a shot at 11.
Yeah.
I think they can, depending on how it goes out. All right, well, a few years ago, I said Houston was going to be the playoffs in 3 years. I'm standing by that. I've got, you know, whatever the date is, they're going to win 10 games next year. I'm all in Willie Fritz. You know, unless Michigan actually, you know, hires somebody worth anybody, they would go down to Houston and hire my man Willie, because he got a five-star. He got a five-star quarterback. The team's going to get better. He had a good class. I think they're going to win 10 next year. So you heard it here first of all.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I've been a huge Willie Fritz proponent for years, and I'm shocked that he hasn't got a bigger job before now, quite honestly. I don't know if I just hung up on Joe by accident. But I apologize, Joe, if I did. But yeah, we got the gist of it regardless. But yeah, Willie Fritz is, you know, Joe's been a long time Willie Fritz guy too, and I think with good reason. I think Willie Fritz is a tremendous football coach, and look, I think he can do some damage in Houston. I don't think there's any question. I think he can recruit great players. And yeah, I think as long as he's coaching, and I don't know how many years he still wants to coach, but I think he's going to become a problem for people. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Bowl season is here. It all kicks off. Well, it's already kicked off, but it kicks off again tomorrow night. Monday Night Football tonight. It can't get better than Underdog. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's Underdog. I'm not in on anything yet tonight, but I will be, of course, because I'm in on Underdog every single night, and I just can't wait for bowl season to get fully underway starting tomorrow, because I will have Underdog plays on every bowl game, and I'll give some of them out live on air, so you want to be here for that. Download the app today. Use promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. And by the way, I love all the small ball games, whatever I can get on Underdog, I'm playing. And I think you get a little bit of an edge there, a little bit of an edge, something I'm going to be looking for on Underdog in the upcoming nights. And again, bowl season reboots starting tomorrow. Speaking of that, Ramona, we got off to an interesting start with Boise State and Washington. The Big Ten jumps out quickly with Washington. That opened at like an 8.5 point. This was not in our contest. It opened at like an 8.5 point spread, and it ballooned to 10. And quite honestly, had that game been in our contest, I probably would have got it wrong, because I'm not sure I would have laid 10 with Washington. But if you watch the game, Washington clobbered Boise State. Did I say BYU? Did I say BYU? Okay, she's saying no. Well, in any case, no one wrote that. I just said it myself. But Washington clobbered Boise State, absolutely clobbered him. It was just no contest, Tap City, right from the beginning. Really impressive performance by Washington. Every phase of football, they dominated. In fact, Boise State's touchdown came with like a minute left. They were swimming upstream all night long, and it was total domination on the part of Washington. It really was. They played well, and essentially Boise State had literally no shot at all. None. I mean, it was just a blowout. I mean, and I was surprised. I thought they would at least compete a little bit. No such thing. No competing at all from Boise State. That's a disappointing performance. I mean, you sort of have a little bit of a rivalry still between Boise State and ex-Pac-12 teams, and Boise State has always showed up to play those Pac-12 teams, now former Pac-12 teams. They did not on late Saturday night. Hey, 255 Ortho Laser Spartanburg, Ortho Laser Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. A short drive from anywhere in the upstate. You know what makes it even shorter? That you know your pain is going to go away. Because if you're living with pain, it gets to you. It drags you down, not just physically, mentally. It becomes a hurdle when you're dealing with pain every single day. This is the number to get relief, 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001. Hours, Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive drug-free laser therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. The therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. You're right back on your feet. Treatment suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery, flexible treatment schedules, sessions typically over several weeks, depending on the condition. Check out their 5-star ratings on Google. Trust me, you'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. Knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain. Listen, book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. Discounts for veterans and first responders, cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment plans via a plan payment program called SunBit, which allows patients to split costs into 4 interest-free payments if eligible. And though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost very reasonable given the benefit of the treatment that you are going to receive. Again, the website is recoverwithlight.com. When you call, of course, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. 864-327-8001. Walt Dipatula, Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hello, Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As I reflect on another successful annual enrollment for Medicare during this holiday season, I am truly humbled and thankful for the relationships that I have with Walt, Ramona, David Copelson, my radio rep, and all the various local DJs who carry my spots, and most of all you, the Roar listener. My business would not be successful without you. Thank you. As we unwind a little at the end of the year, let's all take a collective breath and make sure we are appreciative of each other and what the good Lord does for us every day. We're also appreciative of what the Roar Eclipse of Sports does for us too. If we can help you in any way next year, please give us a call at 864-307-8484. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression?
Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row. At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me get to Looper. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
No, I was watching some of the Division 2 and 3 games this weekend. I mean, well, last weekend, Wingate got beat, and so they won, like, I think, Tooting got beat last week. They had a quarterback called Elgin Holmes. I got to watch the game he played in. Then the second game, they got beat, but it was close in there. He's right up the road here. He's going to enter the transfer portal. He's about 6'3", 215, and he pushes the ball down the field. He ain't a Kubiak.
Yeah. How about South Carolina State? You know, I meant to mention that earlier. How about South Carolina State beating Prairie View 40-38 in overtime, the Celebration Bowl? How about that?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to look, see if I can find some more of his games on here. Yeah. I can go back look, but he's entering the transfer portal. Let's see how smart Dabo is. You know, somebody just right here close. Mm-hmm. You know, I never heard of him. I've been watching them Division II and Division III games and Furman League. That way, I can watch a decent football game. Don't have to worry about somebody not making it on the field or coming out there saying I can't play today. Wow. I got to negotiate.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm done with the dang other colleges. I'm picking Indiana to win, and if they don't, well, that's the end of it. But Clemson got them Vandy Roosters tomorrow night.
Yep.
See how that comes out. But that'll Elijah lied to Holmes. He looked pretty good. I mean, for what I've seen in a couple games I got to watch in their playoff season here, but he's going into the portal. I mean, he just right up the road, and he got some good – I mean, he pushes the ball down the field. He might not rush about 400 yards, but he rushed about 7-8 touchdowns. He mainly puts the ball down the field. I mean, he don't sit there and miss players wide open. He scans the field, you know, like Kubiak did against Carolina two times, looking one way and had somebody standing at the goal line twice, waving her hand. Hey, give me the ball. Give me the ball, Kubiak.
Kubiak. You know,
Kubiak, I'm glad he's gone. I mean, I hope he has a good transformer. What's the offensive coordinator? God,
Riley.
What's his name? Because I ain't really kept up with
Garrett
him.
Riley?
He ain't never mounted to nothing. I think he's gonna be gone. And
yeah.
I hope they find somebody can understand how to throw the ball more than 2 yards, and we'll just take it out there.
Thank you, Looper. Well, Looper's. That may be the least happy I've ever heard Looper Ramona. He's not amused. He's calling Klubnik Kubiak and saying the offensive coordinator is gone. He's got to be gone, and going on and on, saying Kubiak can't hit a player who's 2 yards in front of him who's wide open and need a quarterback to throw. How about South Carolina State? Again, I meant to mention that earlier. I did mention it on Twitter. South Carolina State, 40-38. And in the Celebration Bowl in the final in overtime. So congratulations to South Carolina State. That's a great win. And they're playing really well. So how about that? Before we move on here, let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms Butcher and Market. Now listen. If you want your Christmas celebration to come off the way you dream it to be, all right, I have your answer. Holiday roasts are back at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, where a good roast isn't just dinner, it's a tradition. Whether you're feeding the whole crew or keeping it small and simple, AMPM Farms Butchery and Market has the cuts that make a holiday table feel complete. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing like this, okay? You can't get this in any supermarket, not this quality. There's just no way. It's impossible. Trust me, once you try this, you'll never go back to wherever it is you're going now. So this season's roast offerings include boneless strip roast at $19.99 per pound. Boneless rib roast, $27.50 per pound. Standing rib roast, $23.50 per pound. Apparently I'm losing my voice for a moment. And tenderloin roast, $33 per pound. Trust me when I tell you this. These are the greatest roasts you will ever have, that you will ever put in your mouth. And if you want to be the big hit this holiday time, get to AMPM Farms. AMPM Farms also has a very limited amount of specialty roasts available in-store on a first-come, first-served basis. If you're looking for a little extra for your holiday table, get by your local AMPM Farms Butchery and Market location early. From the AMPM Farmers Butchery and Market family to yours, they thank you for allowing them to be a part of your holiday meals. Pre-order by Saturday, December 20th for Christmas and Saturday, December 27th for New Year's, okay? Pre-order, in-store, first-come, first-served basis on a limited number of specialty roasts. Pre-order by Saturday, December 20th for Christmas and Saturday, December 27th for New Year's. Pre-order now to assure your roast is ready to enjoy. $25 deposit. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market will have a limited number of roasts for drop-in customers. Trust me when I tell you this. The hit of your Christmas celebration, trust me, AMPM Farms is the way to go. There's nothing like it. You're not getting anything like this quality in any supermarket. There's no chance. So you'll thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's go over, we're going to go over these in detail tomorrow, but our little bowl contest is underway. I usually fare very well in this contest. We'll still see this year, though. It's been a crazy year. We have tended to dominate this in the past. But it's a wild year, and I don't know. Like I said, if the Washington-Boise State game had been in, I probably would have had it wrong because I don't think I would have laid 10 points with Washington. I don't think I would have. So I'm actually glad it wasn't in because I think that See, it proves I'm an honest person, right? Because I probably would have gone with Boise State. Probably been 0-1 to start. So I'm glad it wasn't in there. All right. In terms of the games then that we have, what do you what do you have? And we have, we now have, oh, there is now a penalty phase, Ramona.
I saw that.
We call this the...
He says the Bowl Contest Committee, the BCC, had an emergency meeting, and going forward, anyone who misses a deadline will be assessed a 1-loss penalty for the first offense, 2-loss for the second, etc.
And this, we're calling this the Morgan Thomas penalty, are we not?
Yes.
In dedication of Morgan Thomas.
Although
it was Will who violated it today.
No.
Yes. Old standby, you know, Will. You would not think Will would be the one to be late.
Wouldn't.
No. You'd think Morgan, like always.
Yeah, you think Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan,
always.
like always. All right, Ramona. We don't have a ton of time. We'll get to this in detail tomorrow. Okay, we'll go through some of this. So the way this works is because there's so many games, they're on time release. So like Ben and company feed us the games like 10 at a time, and then whatever's left. So we've been fed 10, which we had to pick.
Correct.
Which we had to pick by noon today, at least in theory, other than Will. But we had to pick by noon today. So the rest of us got our picks in time. And Will, not subject to the penalty in this first offering. I'm sure we'll have no more trouble with Will. Morgan, I don't know. We're going to watch him. All right, Ramona. So let's see what we did. And, again, we'll talk about these more in depth tomorrow. But these games get underway tomorrow night, and I'm glad. I can't wait. I want to watch bowl games every single night. I do. I want bowl games every single night. But we're going to pretty much have that starting tomorrow.
Okay. The first one is Jacksonville State versus Troy.
Yeah.
And it has Troy as a 3-point favorite.
Uh-huh.
And I took Jacksonville State. I looked these up.
Yeah.
Well, now see, here's the thing. Okay, first I started looking them up, and then I remembered something you said about underdogs winning bowl games. Yes, I did. And I thought, well, underdogs, two ways to win.
Yeah, two ways to win.
So I took Jacksonville State in this case.
Yeah. I did as well. I took Jacksonville State as well. And it looks like most of the afternoon took Jacksonville State. Except for Nick. Other than that, the morning people, probably still sleepy, had a bunch of Troys in their half of the deal. Other than Tardy Will, Tardy Will had Troy. It was actually Morgan. Normally Tardy Morgan had Jacksonville State, and John had Jacksonville State. So we are both on the same team here, Ramona. We both have Jacksonville State in game
now,
one.
Now, the second one.
Yeah, the second one. Again, we'll talk more in depth about these tomorrow.
I didn't take the underdog in this one because I had to look that up, that ODU.
You had to look up ODU?
I had to look that one up.
Yeah.
And so I took USF.
Okay, so the fact that you had to look them up aggravated you. And
it did a little bit.
Yeah.
ODU turned out to be Old Dominion.
Yes, it did.
So I was like, well, there's no way they, you know. So when I found out
there's
that was
no
who
way.
They were, I said, nah.
Well, I took them. I took ODU. I did not have to look them up. I knew right off who they
you
were.
Knew right off, I'm sure.
And so I took ODU, so we have a difference here. And what's the breakdown here?
This is a 6-6.
6-6?
Yeah.
6-6.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like... most of the people in the afternoon were with you, South Florida. But I'm feeling pretty good about Old Dominion. We shall see.
The next one is Delaware and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Louisiana is a 3-point favorite. I figured Delaware, I didn't want to take them either. Delaware.
Well, so
it was kind of boring football-wise.
Okay.
So I took Louisiana.
Yeah, it was pretty condescending there, the way you referred to Delaware. You're sort of like Diego Pavia talking about Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Okay. No, so you don't like anything about Delaware?
No, I just didn't think.
How about the corporate tax rates?
Football.
How about the corporate tax rates? Yeah, that's a
is
plus.
It good,
oh, yeah. Lots of people go to
well,
Delaware
next time
to incorporate
a business.
A business,
I'll move there.
Yes, lots of people do that.
Okay.
At least they used to. All right, so you took
Louisiana.
You took Louisiana. I took Delaware.
You did. I did. So that's the second one we have.
Yes. And what's the breakdown there? It was 6-6 as well. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm sort of shocked at that. I thought that may be like 10-2 in favor of Louisiana, but 6 Delawares. All right.
The next one is Arkansas State and Missouri State. Now, I went back and forth on this one because first I picked Missouri State.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed it to Arkansas State because I wanted to do the underdog on that one. And it turns out it's 10-2.
I'm shocked at that. I am shocked that Arkansas State is 10-2. I took Arkansas State, but it's not 10-2. I mean, I am.
That shocked me, too.
Yeah, I knew it would shock you. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Yes. So it shocked both of us.
I was very shocked.
Yes, very shocked.
I'm trying to pick up the phone and call you and tell you how shocked
I
was. I was really shocked. Oh, my gosh. His coat is the same as his suit.
What? What? Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry.
It is. Yeah. That's a very feminine thing to do.
Well, he wears a brooch.
Yeah.
Okay. He does.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. You told me before how he wears a brooch.
Of course, they probably call it a pin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, brooch, pin, you know.
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Okay, the next
one. A brooch just makes it cost more.
That's true. If it's a woman's thing, it costs more, that's for sure.
I didn't know there were any brooches or pins in the men's section.
Okay, now I lost my place.
Yeah, Kennesaw State and Western Michigan.
I took Kennesaw State because I wanted to take the underdog.
Wow, what is going on here?
10 people took Kennesaw State.
10-2, Kennesaw State. What is going on here? I also took Kennesaw State.
You did.
I did. I am shocked that is 10-2. Apparently, we're going to have to do the rest of this tomorrow. We'll cover it in some detail tomorrow for you, degenerates. You know, and maybe we'll also give you some confidence picks on the bowl season. How about that? Because I know some of you degenerates play the confidence games. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for 4 generations. 100 years, 90 years of doing roofs. It's insane. They're the most experienced, you think? They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across 4 generations. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you hear any other roofers able to say that? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. Call today, 864-269-1232. 269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WCCP-FM 105.5, AM 1560, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. 97.5, AM 1560, Cowpens. We are the 97.5, Spartanburg.
This we are the Roar.
A day after Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sustained a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee, Coach Andy Reid told reporters an MRI scan revealed he did not have any major damage to other ligaments. We'll get a second opinion on the knee in Dallas. He is expected to have surgery this week. An MRI today confirmed that Packers defensive end Micah Parsons suffered a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee yesterday. Parsons led the league with 64 pressures, according to ESPN Analytics. The next closest Packer in terms of pressure has 38. Losing Parsons, massive, explains ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky.
This is a defense that if you take the pressure element away, it's an okay defense. It's a fine defense, but there's nothing really that scares you about it. They play a certain coverage style that wants to allow you to do that. Hold on to the football, allow Parsons or somebody else because of Micah to go win.
Not having Micah there, it's a Super Bowl impact loss.
AFC North leading Steelers home to the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Kickoff 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. Pittsburgh needing a win to hold on to the division lead. The Colts staying with quarterback Phillip Rivers as their starter next Monday night against the 49ers. Commanders shutting down quarterback Jaden Daniels the remainder of the season. He's missed six games with multiple injuries this season. Miami's optimistic that star nickel cornerback Keontae Scott will return from foot injury for the college football playoff matchup against Texas A&M Saturday. Noon Eastern, ESPN Radio, ABC, and ESPN. Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola plans to enter the transfer portal when it opens next month, reports Thamel. He'll have two seasons of eligibility remaining.
Hey, it's Evan Cohen. Coming up Tuesday, we'll react to a huge Monday night game for both the Dolphins and the Steelers. Yes, you heard that correctly. Plus, Adam Schefter joins us at 8 a.m. Eastern. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson.
I just had two slipped discs, two ruptured discs in my back. I just had to have a back epidural. So I now feel the pain, by the way, of like the guy, like Matthew Stafford took the world, who we were talking early in the season, trying to make a big deal about his back epidurals. And I did a workout class today, like a month after my back epidural, and I'm afraid that I'm going to have a hard time getting out of bed tomorrow morning.
Ian Fitzsimmons.
There happens to be about a 4-foot water moccasin sitting coiled up on the couch. And we're like, Mom, snake. She goes and grabs one of the lead shanks that we've just hung up and then looks at my brother and I and just proceeds to beat this water moccasin on the couch. She goes, that's how you handle it. Let's go get breakfast.
Now, here's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Fire it all.
Before this season, Patrick Mahomes had never lost three consecutive games in the same season as the Chiefs' starting quarterback. That was then. This is now. You're listening to Amber and Ian. David Dennis Jr. is in. He's filling in for Ian tonight. We're presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Not if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Yeah. Fortunately, I am not. But this is the only time in my life, or at least the only time since Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs in my life, that I have said, it's fortunate I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Because otherwise, any other day of the universe, any other day of practically history, at least since the 1970s, I would much rather be a Chiefs fan than the fan of the Miami Dolphins that I actually am.
But here's the question, though. Can Chiefs fans do you want to hear a Chiefs fan complain today? Like, you want to, like, it sucks. Now, of course, the ACL is bad. It's, you know, it's a sad thing. He's going to be out for you. But how much, like, sadness can you take from a Kansas City Chiefs fan right now?
No, I've seen so much of that. Frankly, over the last couple weeks that they've been sucking, or really all season, that they've been having the troubles and they've been inconsistent. But particularly these last couple weeks where I think people finally started to accept the reality that this team was not going to make a postseason. And then, of course, you get the injury to Patrick Mahomes. Now, no one isn't sad about that, okay? Nobody was wishing that on Patrick Mahomes. But in terms of their failure to make a postseason, David, I do not understand that sentiment that we're supposed to somehow feel bad for this team that we've seen in an AFC championship every darn year. Like, come on. They probably want a little rest. I mean, I understand. Sure. They're supposed to publicly say they want to be in the championships. Yeah. David, if you're in a championship game every single year, don't at some point you want to sip a martini on a mega yacht and take a little bit of time off?
Yeah, I don't – like, Patrick Mahomes doesn't know what it's like to vacation in February. Like, he does not know what it's like to pretty much go to the Pro Bowl, go hang out, like, go do things. Like, he probably wants experience. What I cannot get – there are Chiefs fans right now who are calling for Andy Reid's job. Like, this is where we are as a fan base. If you want to go out there and you want people to hate you as a fan base, you go out there and you start – complaining this much about the state of your team for having one bad year, like one bad year in basically a decade. And this is where it is. This is kind of reminiscent of like early 21st century Boston when they were winning Super Bowls and the Celtics are winning championships. They're winning Stanley Cups and they're winning, who knows, probably minor league baseball. I don't know what Boston was winning every year. And then when they wouldn't win for a couple of years, they would complain. You're Kansas City, you are in Boston fandom territory right now. Just thank everybody for what they've done so far and go about your business. Have a little grace, please.
Nobody wants to be in Boston fans territory. Boston fans were on one with the Patriots this weekend. They were all, oh my goodness. The first half of that Patriots game against the Bills, and you had the Dave Portnoy's and Bill Simmons of the world out here declaring victory, and we're back and declaring victory that everyone's done and we're going to own this division now for the next 20 years. And then, of course, you didn't even in the second half.
You know what's funny? I, as a resident Patriots fan myself,
Yes, go ahead, Josiah.
I did send my friends about three belt emojis in the first half.
Come on!
And
you should know better.
I should know better.
You should know better.
Right when Josh Allen scored the first touchdown, I took a breath and I was like, maybe I should have waited.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Listen, you've got a good Pats team again, but also it's still the Buffalo Bills. And now the Bills and Josh Allen, David, they don't have to go through the Kansas City Chiefs in a postseason. So that is, I mean, that's a whole conversation onto itself. But let's stick right here with the Chiefs conversation, because, of course, people are going to want to know now, where do they go from here? Is the dynasty officially dead? And it's obvious to everyone they're going to have to at least retool. Chris Canty, he's on Unsportsmanlike right here on ESPN Radio. He talked about how they need to get younger.
The question now is, can Kansas City make the tough decisions that they have to in order to allow the franchise to function forward, which means moving on from some guys that we consider stalwarts? Because in a salary cap sport, you know, the name of the game is to get younger and cheaper. And right now, the Kansas City Chiefs have a lot of guys, a lot of names we know that are expensive players. And quite frankly, some of them are more named than game. So the question is now, can Brett Veach in that front office retool better than what they've shown over the last several years that have allowed this team, allowed that offense to be in the state that it currently is in?
What you didn't hear in that bite, David, David Dennis Jr. filling in for Ian tonight, is Canty was questioning whether that front office was going to be able to do that this morning, because he really doesn't have much faith, from what I was gathering this morning from listening to that show, in that front office, since they haven't always put the best weapons around Patrick Mahomes. And I thought that was really interesting because, you know, I saw New England, I saw Josiah's team during the Tom Brady era do that every single season around Tom Brady. And when you have one of the greatest, and Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks, let's be honest about that, wherever you want to rank him, but he's certainly one of the best. When you have one of those guys, then you don't always have to spend the money on the weapons the same way. And certainly drop balls have been a problem for that Kansas City team. But that doesn't mean to me that that front office is inept.
No, I don't think they're inept at all. And we also got to remember, for as much as we romanticize and love the Tom Brady years, there was a Super Bowl gap there in the middle, towards the end there, where they had to figure this thing out. And similar to what Mahomes is doing, there were years where Brady was the Band-Aid on that offense, where it was him throwing to a bunch of guys, makeshift dudes.